Thank you so much, Pastor NY. This is saying a special thanks to the pastor for such opportunity to always share God's word. It's indeed a blessing, and we do not take it for granted. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Father, it's your will that we share your word with simplicity. And so, Lord, we receive of your spirit. And tonight, we eat your word. And our lives are blessed and better for it. Glory be to you, Father. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. So tonight, we're looking at I'll call it a part one of what I titled The Supernatural Power of Identity. Supernatural Power of Identity. So because it's the first part, this first part addresses what's in a name. What's in a name? Hallelujah. What's in a name? We've seen people being named. I remember when we had Wari and Kewa, when it was time for naming. Thank God for the kind of pastors we have, you know. We had to pull, for out of love, they came over to the hospital for the naming. Amen. The name given to people, given to you, is very, very important. There's something about name. Growing up, we had this guy that lives in our neighborhood. His parents actually named him Omogene. I remember I was asking Eniola this evening, and Omogene means child of God. So I was asking her, what does child of God, what's he called in Yoruba? I think she said Omo Lorun or something. Is that Yoruba, child of God? What's it? Omo Lorun. So this guy, his parents named him actually Omogene. That's the name, child of God, Omogene. Guess what he changed his name to? Everybody was calling him Killer. 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 So they were calling him Killer, and the name gives him hype. I'm serious. Before you knew it, he was in prison. He killed his close friend. I don't know what they were dragging, what they were arguing about. So his father did a whole lot to bail him. After so much and everything, they bailed him. He went to rob somewhere. Killed also again. They took him back to prison. And from there, they carried him to the state. And then from there, the family never saw him again. Rumors came after a long while that he's been killed. So the name people answer matters a great deal. What's in a name? Remember, we're talking about supernatural power of identity. People are identified by name. There are names that you will mention, you just outrightly know where this person is from. There are places I go and I just mention my surname, and people will know, will just say, you're from so place. So there are names. You are known. When I was checking, I found out that our names are an incredibly important part of our identity. Because you won't find an Urobo person, for instance, answering Omowumi. No. So if somebody says, my name is Onorio there, somehow you just know that, it's from this part. It's from this community. It's from this region. Praise God. So this is to say that even as people in the Christian community, in the community of God, there are names that we should be known by. There are names that we should answer. Amen. And not names like Killer. In secondary school, I remember we had this guy also. He was a senior to us in school. There's one they call Black December. I don't know why they call him. The guy is so black, fine, but they call him Black December. There's another one they call Black Devil. His eyes are always red. Always red. Like somebody who is always on weed. We had Black December. We had Black Devil. Okay. We had Killer. We had Viper. People with terrible names. And they like that name. That is not their original name. They have names that their parents gave them. And, you know, when parents name children, they name them what they want to see or something that happened. You know, I remember one, I said the parents waited for so many years, over 20 years. And so when they finally had him, they named him a work of God, a handiwork of God or something like that. You know, there's another one again that, this in a polygamous family now, and the mate to this very one thing I say, and born namu will see. So finally, after some delays, after some years, she finally had a child. And guess what she named the child? Onorio there. You know what that means? Say, who knows tomorrow? Only God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So those are what we know. Names are given in a way. Let's see Genesis chapter 1. You know, names also, they carry a deep personal, cultural, familiar, historical, and spiritual connections. Connections. There are names you just name a child and it just follows. Like Killer. He started killing until he was killed. You know? So, we don't just give names anyhow. Genesis chapter 1. There's that song in my spirit. You are the reason I live. You're the one for me. You're the one for me. Yes, you are. You are the reason I live. You're the one. You're the one for me. You're the one for me. Why should I feel when I have you? Surrounded by your everlasting love. Why should I keep? What people say, they don't know what you mean to me. Strongly that song is for someone. It was just bubbling up, welling up from my inside. God is the reason you live. It doesn't matter the troubles around you. He'll sort you out. Amen. Amen. So Genesis chapter 1. From verse 1, it says, in the beginning God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and empty waste. I'm using the Amplified Classic, please. And darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. 4. And God saw that the light was good. God saw that the light was what? Good. This was where naming started from. God said, let there be light. And there was what? Light. As I was reading this place, I was receiving it in a different way. And that's what I'm going to show us right now. You know what that tells me? God said, let there be. So, and the Bible makes us to understand, if you go through the New Testament, you see where Paul was teaching, even when Jesus, Paul was teaching, he said, when we can call things, you can call those things that be not as though they were, right? Now, he said, let there be, and there was. The Bible says we were made in his image and likeness. Hello? Are we following? Now, we have received of his spirit. Fine. Let's go back a bit. We lost our place, our rightful place of dominion and everything, but it's been restored back to us by Christ, the second Adam coming to restore us back to the place of power. The Bible now declares that we are seated with him in heavenly places. So we have switched places. We are in right standing with him right now. Amen. So what does that tell us? Meaning that we have all of those creative abilities. We have those capability to cause changes, ability to cause changes, creative abilities to make things happen. He said, let there be light, and there was. Meaning that I can name things around me. I can call for things. Hallelujah. I can call for things. I can call forth. Give order and say, I want sun. I want rain. I want light. I can call for things. I can call for money. Hallelujah. Amen. I can command. I can give an order and call for the grace of God covering me, his protection covering me, his grace, his peace over my life. Amen. Amen. Apart from when I'm inside, maybe in my room and I'm praying and or something or busy with something, whenever the kids want to go to school, in the morning, before they go, I hug them and I lay my hands on them and I speak over them. The spirit of excellence upon you as you go to school, as you go to your class, you have the spirit of excellence upon you and God's spirit brood over you. Hallelujah. We can call for things. He said, let there be light, and there was. Praise God. So those are the kind of names we give to our children. I love it when I hear names like grace, light, peace, patience. I hear one name one day that made me laugh. It was when I went to Kwagmo. I said, Mama Package. I said, ah. And it's no joke. That's the child's name, Package. Ah. I said, ah. The school teacher was the one telling me. He said, ah, it's his name. Say, it's in the register. Package. May God help us in Jesus' name. And God saw that the light was good. Suitable, pleasant, and he approved it. And God separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. Hallelujah. So God began to call for things, you know, and until God said in verse 20, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly. Okay, that's 21. He said, God created the great sea monster and every living creature that moves. 22, and God blessed them, saying, that was where after God made man. I'm looking for that. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning. That was the fifth day. And God said, bring forth. Okay. Let's go down. God said, let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make mankind. Hallelujah. This part is very, very significant. Verse 26. It said, let us make man. In our image, give it to me in King James. Let me see. In King James. Yes. Then God said, let us make man. Let us. He's talking about the Trinity now. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Let us make man in our image according to our likeness. So if I'm going to name anything around me, it has to be something I like, something I want. I think the joy of every parent is to see that when you call your child that name that you named the child, but let's say if they sweet you, you are happy. There's this thing, when you call the child most times, you will remember some of the things that happened surrounding the birth of the child. There are things that comes to mind. Praise God. Yes, there are things that comes to mind when you mention the name of a child. Some things come to mind because there are some things that surround the birth of a child. There's things that even happen even before and all that, which must have resulted to your coming up with a name fitting, suitable for the church. So let us, according to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, blah, 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 blah. And then over, go to the next verse. There's something I'm looking for. Okay, so God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he created him. Male and female, he created them. There's something, there's a version, yeah. Let us make, okay, then made, okay. All right, so let me leave that aside. Praise God. The creation story, each time I read it, especially from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 10, to me, it's like the picture I see most times, they depict the picture of pregnancy. Hallelujah. That's what comes to my mind most times when I read it. Picture of pregnancy. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was all over. When a woman is pregnant, you don't know. You're just waiting, you know, to see what the child will be like. It doesn't matter the scan that you do. You don't see the real picture. You only see, but the real detail. You see, when you see, that's when you see it. Amen. Scan can't show you whether the child has a spot or birthmark or another. You can't see that. It's when the child comes out that you see. Amen. So Genesis 1, 1 to 10 reminds me a lot about pregnancy. Hallelujah. Not only can a name connect each of us to our own identity and individuality, but it can also carry power. Power, responsibility, and blessings. Amen. Blessings. The name that you give to a child matters a great deal. Supernatural power of identity. When you see some people, when you hear that name, you say, hey, I couldn't have thought of another. And that's the name that fits them because they just act the name. One day, one guy was, I have this, what's his name? This guy that fixed my tire. So one day, the guy likes to call Big Money a lot. So he called Money and I said, so I wanted to do transfer. And I said, what's your... So he called the account number. I said, as I was trying to do the transfer, I made sure to say, I said, Ola B. He said, I said, ah. Ola B. He said, I said, ah. I said, no wonder you like money like this. Hallelujah. Amen. But really, when you see some people, I've seen people who are called pretty, and they indeed they are pretty. I had a friend that was called Sweet Song. Oh, you don't want to hear her sing. Amen. I've also seen some people too that they call patience, but they are never patient. I've seen people call blessing, they are the reverse. Ngonjo. Instead of being ngozi, they are ngonjo. The reverse. So names are very, very important. And that's why, I remember there's this book my wife used to read when she was pregnant. I think Tommy was also reading it too. Supernatural Birth or something. I can't remember. I think that's the name of the book. Supernatural Birth. I remember recommending it for someone a few days ago. Supernatural birth. Because the book teaches, I think it shows women how to, some things they need to do, need to start talking to the baby, even while in the womb, talk to the baby and things like that. Not the one be say, picking just do one kind, say, you with your stubborn head, be like your papa head. You know, you are telling the, you are already introducing the child to some yama things. Amen. Names are very, very important. In the Bible, I saw something about a name. First Samuel. Let's go to First Samuel chapter 25. I read this and it blew my mind. First Samuel chapter 25. For lack of time, verse 25 and 26. It says, let not my Lord, I pray you, regard this foolish and wicked fellow, Nabal. This is Nabal's wife talking. There's a man called Nabal. Nabal, any how you want to call it. For as his name is, so is he, Nabal, foolish, wicked. In his name and folly is with him. Okay. Foolish and wicked is his name, and folly is with him. Foolishness is with him. But I, your handmaid, did not see my lost young men whom you sent. So David was king, and you know how powerful David was. So people who enjoy the protection of the king in the land, they have what they pay as royalty or what they pay as homage for getting protection. Hallelujah. So it's like in your streets, in your estate, or wherever you live, you pay security levy, right? Abi? Uh-huh. So that's what they were supposed to pay because David's men, David's, the protection from his guards is what everybody enjoys. So he sent his men to go collect their dues. And Nabal discarded them, talked them down and rubbished them and sent them and said, who is that? Who is that person that sent you? Who be that person calling himself, say, be waiting? David, King David, is not my king. I mean, come on, get out from here and send them away. And David heard it. David rose up. And you know when David rose up and was already going to Nabal's house. And you know what that means? He's finished. Who is this? He's finished. In this kingdom. And his wife ran to David. To King David and said, look on your maid servant. Don't look at that man. He's only but acting his name. What's his name? Foolish. His name is, you know, have you seen people that I've only seen mothers or fathers when they are angry. They say fool. Mumu, they call all manner of names. But it's wrong. Because when you do that, you are speaking over the child. The child will even do worse things. May God help us in Jesus' name. So the woman said, he's acting his name. Now, as the name being, so they act. Now, mumu, in name, now fool, foolish. I'll show us another one again. First Samuel, still, chapter 4. That's why we need to give our children great names so that they can act their name. Hallelujah. You have seen Pastor Muyiwa when he's teaching, he talks about his name. Yeah, give Pekin better name so that you will be happy. Even calling the child's name when you hear it, it's giving you joy. Hallelujah. First Samuel chapter 4, verse 21. The story of Ichabod. So what happened was, you know, this happened in, I think it's priest, Eli the priest in his family. He said, verse 21, he said, and she named the child Ichabod, saying the glory is departed from Israel because the ark of God had been captured and because of her father-in-law and her husband. She said, the glory is gone from Israel for the ark of God has been taken. Praise God. So what happened was, Eli's son, Phinehas, the wife was pregnant with child. And there was war between the Israelites and their enemy. And then they took over. They entered everywhere. And, you know, do not forget, those guys were already misbehaving. So the presence already had gone, of God, had gone from the land. And then they came in. She was pregnant with child. She was sitting on a sofa, on a pillow. And then the father, Priscilla, even fell from this and broke his neck. Upon that, her husband died. And there was no melee, nobody again to fight. She, in that, all of those stress, those distress, she brought forth. She gave birth to a child. And what did she name the child? Ichabod. Ichabod. The glory has departed. May we not have a reason to name wrong names in our camp in Jesus' name. Amen. Satan taught us something some time ago, and he said, never for the sake of a temporary situation, for lack of a better word, never for the sake of a temporary situation, take a permanent decision. So because that thing you are passing through may just be temporary, so mind the decisions you make. So she named the child Ichabod. The glory had departed. God made a promise to these same people that he would never leave them nor forsake them. He had a covenant with Abraham, their father. Praise God. So who told you that because you have lost a war temporarily, that God had left you forever? The presence of the Lord still came back. But look at the name she had given a child. So each time they called that child everywhere, what people will remember is the doom that came upon the people. Ichabod, come here. Ichabod, assignment. Ichabod, go and buy geisha. Praise the Lord. In Matthew chapter 16, again, there's another story. Let's see, Matthew 16. This is the story of... this is between Simon Peter. His name was Simon. Simon means easily shaken. Tibi, unbalanced, easily shaken. Simon. But then Jesus said, and I tell you, you are Peter. The Greek word is Petros. A large piece of rock. And on this rock, Petra, a huge rock like Gibraltar, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, the powers of the infernal region, shall not overpower it or be strong to its detriment or hold out against it. Amen. Jesus even said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind, declare to be improper and unlawful on earth, must be so. That's somebody that was shaking, unstable. But Jesus said, you will be... Jesus called him a rock. So name matters a great deal. Name matters a great deal. What you call a thing, a child, matters. Matters a great deal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everyone lives to fulfill his name. I know that for true, for sure. Everyone lives to fulfill their name. Yeah. You just see some people, you just hear, what's his name? Say Odafe. And really, he's Odafe. You know what Odafe is? Worthy. Name follows people. Everyone lives to fulfill his name. In Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, Jesus also lived to fulfill his name. He was called the Savior. And he was indeed a Savior, right? Jesus was a Savior. Ichabod, the glory departed. Peter, easily shaken, that became a rock. Nabal, foolish one. Let's also see a person Let's see a character that fulfilled his name also. John 14. John 14. John chapter 14. Verse 12 to 18. I think I'll let me do it in so that'll be real quick. Okay. Well, verse 12. I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do, and he will do even greater things than these. Because I go to the Father and I will do whatever you ask in my name. Okay, this was Jesus talking and all that. Then I will grant whatever you ask in my name. If you love me, you will keep my commands. And then 16, and I will ask the Father and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. Hallelujah. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know and recognize him. So we're talking, the character we're talking about is the person of the Holy Spirit. Everyone lives to fulfill their name. What's the work of the Holy Spirit? They are written here. Those are the things we just read that are outlined here. Comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that Paul was teaching, he said, he will teach you all things. He will bring to your remembrance all things. Even deep hidden secrets, treasures, mysteries, he will bring them to your knowing. Hallelujah. So it's our help. Our present help in time of need. Hallelujah. Everyone lives to fulfill their name. So even the Holy Spirit fulfills his name. Amen. That's one reason why I love the person of the Holy Spirit. Because with him, there's nothing we cannot do. Hallelujah. He says, I will not leave you as orphans, comfortless, desolate, bereaved, forlorn, helpless. I will come back to you. Hallelujah. Furthermore, let's see John 16. Just two chapters after that. John 16. Let's see verse 7 and then verse 13 to 15. First verse 7. Verse 7 says, however, I am telling you nothing but the truth when I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous. I think Mrs. Sash read this same portion when we were praying. Maybe from another of the gospel or so, but it's the same thing. Say, so it is good, it's expedient, it's for your profiting, it's to your advantage that I go away. This was Jesus talking. He said, because for it's advantageous to you that I go away. Because if I do not go away, the comforter, counselor, helper, advocate, intercessor, strengthener, standby will not come to you into close fellowship with you. But if I go away, I will send him to you to be in close fellowship with you. And when he comes, he will convict and convince the world and bring demonstration to it about sin and about righteousness. Praise God. John 14, 26. John 14, 26. It's about the comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. We'll teach you all things. We teach you what? All things. How many things? All things. Hallelujah. And it will cause you to recall. The old King James will say, it will bring to your remembrance. It will cause you to recall. It will remind you of bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. Hallelujah. I've heard testimonies of people, including Setma. At least last week, we also heard where Pastor Moya was talking about how he prepared for exam. I've heard people who say they had so much to cover before a test or exam. And then they just prayed, and the Spirit just directed them to the exact place to read, and they just cover those places and they go to exam, and that's exactly what came out. How does it happen? The Spirit will bring to your remembrance. He will lead, he will guide, he will direct. So there's a whole lot he does. There's a whole lot. So with him, it's a full package, a total package that does not leave us stranded. That does not leave us stranded. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 6. Verse 7. Look at what it says. It says, and the message of God kept on spreading, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and besides, a large number of the priests were obedient to the faith in Jesus as the Messiah, through whom is obtained eternal salvation in the kingdom of God. And the message of God kept on spreading. Sorry, let me take that. Please give me that in King James. Give me in King James, please. Thank you. Acts 6:7, King James, please. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. How did it happen? By the help of the Holy Spirit. By the help of the Holy Spirit. Nothing more. By the help of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. There's this portion again in the book of Acts that I also love. He said, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. What happened is the workings of the Holy Spirit. So mightily grew God's word and prevailed. Hallelujah. There's so much the Holy Spirit does. There's so much the Holy Spirit can do. There's so much he's still willing to do. If only we let him. He will not force you, but if you will let him, if you will let him. I love Revelation chapter 3 verse 20. It's a scripture one of the earliest scripture I learned early in primary school. That Revelation 3:20, I love it so much. It said, behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If you will open, I will come in and sup with you, and you with me. He's not going to force you. His duty is to stand there and knock. I am here. I'm here to help. I'm here. Do you know what the Bible calls him? One called alongside to help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One called alongside to help. He's a gentle personality that will not force his way on you. It's a matter of whether you will let him. Hallelujah. Let's see, as we get ready to close, let's see quickly, Second Timothy 1, verse 14. Guard and keep with the greatest care the precious and excellently adapted truth which has been entrusted to you by the help of the Holy Spirit, who makes his home in us. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2, verse 4. Let's see that also. And then one more last scripture, and we'll round up. Acts 2, 4. It says, and they were all filled, diffused throughout their souls with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other different foreign languages, tongues, as the Spirit kept giving them clear and loud expression in each tongue in appropriate words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see Acts 13 also. Acts 13, verse 52, it says, and the disciples were continually filled throughout their souls with joy and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And lastly, let's see Jude, verse 20. Jude, verse 20. Jude has only one chapter. So Jude, verse 20, says, we've been reading this for a couple of weeks now. Jude, verse 20 says, but you, beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith, making progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. There's so much you'll be able to do. There's so much you'll be able to do when you entrust, when you allow yourself to trust in, allow the Spirit of God to take over. Hallelujah. And that's what we pray most time in our meetings. Yes, pastor may have a plan. The choir may have a plan. The workers may have a plan. There's a structure, but all structures are submitted to the Holy Spirit to take charge. There are times we come to service and we think it's just a normal service that we just do and we just close. But no, sometimes when pastor steps in and based on his yieldedness to the Holy Spirit, things, the service becomes something. I still remember in our convention last year, convention has ended, preaching has finished. Go home now. We couldn't go home. Amen. We couldn't go home. Even pastor couldn't end the service. Hallelujah. Someone was experiencing God in this corner, another person in that corner. It was something else. Building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. In this day and age, you cannot do without Him. We cannot do without Him. He's the most vital part of us. He's the most vital personality that we need. Yes, men had time. Our fathers had time with God, one-on-one. The time of the disciples, they had time with Jesus, one-on-one. It's our time with the Holy Spirit, one-on-one. Hallelujah. And this is the most blessed generation because we have the Father, the Son, and the Spirit all in one. We have His Word. The Word is the Son. We have God the Father that we talk to. We have the Spirit resident in us. Hallelujah. How blessed are we as a great generation? Amen. Now, there's also another name that is mightier than even names given to us by our parents. What's that? God Himself said, I have called you my own. So He calls us by name. What did He call us? You are, He said, we have declared what? The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So we are righteous. Hallelujah. I don't want us to begin to think like my yesteryears, those days that people like us were badly abused. All they were teaching us was that, hey, you are a filthy rag of God. Now you be the mop that they clean. No, I'm not a filthy rag. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I can brag about it. I'm happy about it. Amen. Because that's what the devil wants. The devil wants you to see yourself as a filthy rag, as something that's dirty, never clean, always dirty. No matter how filthy you claim to be, it does not glorify God. It does not edify God. Your filthiness does not help anything. He has called us by a name. He said we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you stand in that position and you declare a thing, it comes to pass. Because you can assess your Father. Gone are the days when you have to come through one gate and another gate, and therefore you come into... No. The veil has been torn. So we can directly assess our Father because we are righteous. He cannot behold sin. We are righteous. So He calls us. Do you know how it's so great that He had to make His Son that was holy to become sin so that we can take that state and become holy, become righteous? He didn't end there. He said, now you are seated with... Let us rise up on our feet. Oh, Mahanda Vada Boshanda Vrana Mandivriketo Shadadea. building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I want us to really take time and walk in that wish in which we have been, where we have been placed. I am a man, the Vrekedos, supreme man, the Vrekedos. Let us thank him for the provision that he made. Le fiel abarados, ene bregedos, soprana manda vradados, soraya, ele pronto soprana manda yade, shalada. Paul said, if I'm going to boast, I'm going to boast by what has been done for me, not by works. Ele paka pada manda vikadados, shaladea, pele vrena moto prana manda vregedis, karados, ene vreno shalabrana manda vregedos, kabaya na manda vrekede begedis, shalados, ene vreno moto prana manda vreno shaladea. I carry a name, I carry a name, I carry a name. Ele pakara mande vrekedoros abadade. He even gave us his name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bows and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Ele pakapada vana mande vrekedos. I don't care what that mountain is before you. I don't care what that challenge is before you. Ele pakamande vrekedoros oraya. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every mountain move. Le para manda mande veke bededos. No sickness le para mande vededosha can hold you any longer. Le fere monda ele prege dos soprene mande veke dosa ele paka ta mande vita paka da day ende prene mo sota bana vana manda vada dosha kebek te beke dos sote prene mondo brodo sudea pala vaga da day shende prene monta pande veke makabaya na na no sotea. Many times we worry about causes, but see, in the scriptures, he calls us, he said, we have been blessed with all blessings. Hallelujah. We have been blessed with all blessings. And he says, even the blessings of our father Abraham, they are ours. But most I see that the bad thing that people like to declare, us. No. I am blessed. I want you to open your mouth and begin to profess, begin to speak over yourself. I know I am blessed. My health is blessed. My life is blessed. Great virtues of blessings are upon me. I carry the blessings. I carry the blessings of Abraham. I carry the blessings of my father. The hand of the Lord God Almighty is upon me and I am blessed. I declare I am blessed. I declare I am blessed. I declare I am blessed. Fina manda vada do soprene mande vrede dos ele brondo bo sotene mande vrede dos sotara baraya pere brondo mo to brondo do soteri karade ele brondo sotrina mande vrede dos shara. I've been identified with Christ. Le prene mo soleya ele prene makaba da do soleya. I have an identity that cannot be destroyed. I have an identity that is authentic. Ele paka fana mande vrede dos shara da bara. I carry his blessings. I carry his DNA. Ele bon from a Honda Baranesha. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's begin to give him praise. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. All in Prana Mandi Vrede do Shana Brana Mandi Vrede Kodai. All a Mandi Vrede Kabaradosh. He's a covenant keeping God. He keeps his word. He has blessed us with our blessings. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.